Happy Feast Day of St. Stephen. That's right. You know the old Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas? Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. And no, it's not. Sprite makes brighter holidays. Lyman is the reason. No. My cousin, many times removed, John Mason Neal, would have been horrified by that ruining of his hymn. Note the second line. On the Feast of Stephen. The Feast of Stephen. That's today. In the Western Church, St. Stephen's Day has traditionally been remembered, commemorated, celebrated with a feast on December the 26th. That's the day after Christmas. That's today. Another feast? Yum, yum. That's weird. Why celebrate St. Stephen's Day? Why has the church commemorated and remembered for over 1,000 years the murder of the first martyr, St. Stephen the Deacon, on the day after Christmas? He died because he refused to cease proclaiming the good news of Jesus. What does that have to do? What could that possibly have to do with Christmas? Everything. Refusal to be silent about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Refusal to sit passively and do nothing. Refusal to be quiet and inactive. Refusal to be a couch potato in this world, watching the evils of the world go by, watching the hungry of the world walk by our windows and do nothing. Refusal to sit and do absolutely nothing has everything to do with Christmas, with the incarnation and birth of Jesus, with why God was in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is no accident that the church, through the lectionary, has long assigned readings like today's passage from the Hebrews for a day like today, where the author writes, "Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. We are God's children, and we are definitely flesh and blood. After dinner yesterday, a little bit too much flesh, I'm afraid, but that's another problem. We are children of God, and we share flesh and blood. Therefore, Jesus shared the same things with us, our flesh and blood, so that through his death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free us whose lives were held in slavery by fear of death." In other words, Jesus was born to die. We don't want to hear that. That sounds vicious and cruel, mean, uncivilized, primitive, angry. That doesn't sound right. Let's be sentimental and enjoy the baby in the manger just a little while longer. Sorry, the world won't give us time. Let's be mushy and give ourselves over to simple pleasures for just a little while. Sorry, there are hungry people out there. Sorry, there are wars going on. Sorry, there is injustice in this world. The world won't give us time to be mushy or sentimental.
we have to think about why Jesus came. We need to think about our need of a Savior. We need to think about our need to know the unmitigated, unlimited, unearned, and yet freely given love, mercy, grace, and peace of God, the message that St. Stephen died proclaiming. We need to be thinking and acting because the world won't wait. The world is acting, and the world needs to hear the good news of the gospel of peace. Throughout Advent, we've done the right thing, looking forward to the return of Christ. And throughout Advent, we did the right thing, looking back and thanking God for the coming of Christ. At Christmas, we thank God for the incarnation and birth. And today, the day after Christmas, the day when some people are sorting through their presents and saying, I want this and I don't want that, and let's take what we don't want back to the department store. Today, on the day after Christmas, when we are thinking more about, I ate too much. The day after Christmas, when we're sometimes overwhelmed by the abundance of family and friends and stuff. The day after Christmas, we need to be thinking about why Jesus came and about what that means for us and for what it means for those who aren't full, who don't have a lot of stuff, who have no peace, no peace on earth, no peace in family, no peace in heart, soul, and mind. On this, the day after Christmas, on this St. Stephen's feast day, we should be thinking about why Jesus came. God was born in human flesh. God pierced through the mysteries of time and space. God breached the gap that we had created through our sins and our unwillingness to trust Him. God reached across the chasm to bring us the good news. In the bleak midwinter of our existence, when we are most removed, most separated from the light and love of God, God pierces our inner darkness with love, with grace, with hope, with peace. God breaks through our inabilities to bring God's abilities to us. God breaks through our refusal, our impatience, our ignorance, our unwillingness to make us possible, to make the church possible, to make proclaiming the good news possible, to make being the children of God possible, to make peace possible for all. This is the message of St. Stephen the Martyr. This is the message St. Stephen died proclaiming. It's the message that our sisters and brother Christians in the churches in Iraq and elsewhere around the world are being persecuted right now for proclaiming. How can we do any less? How can a church whose patronal saint is St. Stephen do any less? How can we do any less than proclaim the core of the gospel message the day after Christmas through word and deed? We are, and we will continue to proclaim the gospel. The song, Good King Wenceslas, is based upon the life of Wenceslas I, Duke of Bohemia, who lived in the 900s AD. He went out to give alms to a poor peasant on the feast of St. Stephen. His servant was so cold he nearly froze to death on the journey. But the love of God, radiating miraculously from the footprints of King Wenceslas in the snow warmed the servant on the way to do good. Do our footprints warm the way for others? Today, this morning, a team from this St. Stephen congregation went to Austin Street Shelter and prepared and served breakfast for 426 souls. At first I think, oh, that's wonderful. And then I think, 426 souls needed feeding. And that was just a drop in the bucket compared to all those who are hungry. Throughout the year, this congregation reaches out to the last and the least and the lost, feeding hungry, proclaiming love and acceptance to those who have been pushed out of the church, building homes for the homeless, giving food to the hungry, reminding those who have been ostracized that they are welcome, proclaiming the good news to all, regardless of ethnicity, language, sexual identity. Jesus came. God loves all. We have proclaimed this in word, and we proclaim it in deed. The gospel for which St. Stephen died, because he refused to be quiet. The gospel which Jesus came to proclaim with his own words and with his own life and with his own death and resurrection. The gospel which King Wenceslas lived as he gave alms to the poor on St. Stephen Day. The gospel which we live by word and deed is the message that we have to be about proclaiming, not just this year, not just next year, but every year. With a God, with a Savior, with a King like Jesus, who was willing to come and be one of us, to share our flesh and blood, willing to live as one of us, experiencing the difficulties, the trials, and the tribulations of our flesh and blood, and who was willing to die like one of us and for all of us. With a God, Savior, and King like this, we have nothing to fear. We have walked with, lived with, and proclaimed the same Jesus all year long. And now that we come to the end of the year, we can look back and see and know that with Jesus, we made it through 2010. 52 Sundays ago, I asked us to begin the year by looking forward and proclaiming by faith, we made it through 2010. Some of us shouted it. Some of us muttered it. A few whispered it, not sure it would be true. But regardless of what happened this year, regardless of where you are, here in this sanctuary, out somewhere listening on the internet, traveling somewhere, or in glory everlasting, no matter where you are, you've traveled through this year with Christ. You have stepped in his footsteps and have been warmed by his love. Indeed, with Christ, we made it through 2010. I want you to look backwards and say that with me, looking back at this year, say it with me. We made it through 2010. I don't think you believed it. I mean, here we are. We still got a week to go. We might get struck dead tomorrow. Well, if it happens, it happens, and we still made it through 2010. So say it with me now. We made it through 2010. We did. Over the next few days, as we move to New Year's in 2011, I invite you to take a few moments and look back over the year and recognize the active hand of God, the real presence of Jesus in your daily living, in your thoughts, in your undertakings, in your hopes, in your dreams. Yes, indeed, in the hard times and in the good. Jesus came to be with us, to not leave us or forsake us, to live and die for us. That's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we proclaim his presence with us today. And that's what we're going to be about the next several days left in this year. And in 2011, in the 365 days to come, my brothers and sisters, we're going to be proclaiming the good news. We're going to be doing the good news. We're going to be opening ourselves to the grace of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to reach out and give a cup of water and feed the hungry and clothe the naked and build homes for the homeless and proclaim the good news of welcome to all who have been pushed out. We're going to continue being Saint Stephen, proclaiming the good news. That world doesn't want us to do it. That world out there wants us to shut up and sit down and be good, quiet little Christians. And don't cause trouble, and don't talk about justice, and don't talk about peace, and don't talk about forgiveness, and don't talk about inclusion, and don't talk about welcome, but instead be quiet and meek. Baloney. This church has never done that. We're going to be proclaiming the good news in word and deed, my brothers and sisters, in 2011 and 2012 and 2013 and 2014 and on and on and on. Give thanks and praise to God on this, the feast day of Saint Stephen, that we have a gospel, a good news to proclaim. And let's go out and proclaim it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.